Okay, let's get back to it, friends and neighbors. It is Matt Murphy and Talk 99.5. I'm so happy you've joined us. Please spend some time with us. Whatever time you spend is precious to us, and I appreciate you so much. I appreciate, secondarily, all of you wishing to opine, especially during these times. Birmingham Broker phone lines up and running at 545-9950. That's in 205-545-9950. Okay, let's, if I may, a couple of pleasantries, as the former Ms. Lindenberg used to say. Rain showers today. That's happening all throughout the day today. Expect rain if you're within the sound of my voice and you're not listening online. If you're listening on the 99.5 signal, well, it is what it is, and it's going to rain a little bit. There's that. We've got activity, obviously, in Washington, D.C., ongoing. The Democrats are blathering about impeachment. You know what? For those Democrats that are screaming that Donald Trump, and I don't believe this is the case, Donald Trump is well within his right to believe what he wants to believe regarding what happened to the election. And I happen to agree with a lot of what he's saying. Not all of it, but a lot of it. And certainly, for the history of our country, you can find speech after speech after speech where it talks about make your voice heard and let's march over here and let's protest over there and let's do this over here. And obviously, on Wednesday, that descended into lawlessness, and that has to be dealt with. For the Democrats to immediately blame that on Donald Trump is expected and dangerous. To wit, could I not make an argument based on her own logic that Nancy Pelosi, by insisting that there be impeachment proceedings this week, the man's leaving office in 9 days, could I not suggest to you that that in and of itself is inciting violence? Isn't it? You're taking people, 74 million strong, who already feel hopeless and helpless, who now do not have a voice with which to collectively speak because they have been summarily deplatformed, if you will. They find refuge in a place. They deplatform that. They got nowhere to go. You got no community to talk to. You have no like-minded people around you. You feel isolated and alone. And then there's Nancy Pelosi saying, oh, we're going to impeach him. We're going to punish him. And we're going to punish all the supporters like Ted Cruz and Mo Brooks and others. Could I not make an argument that that is, in and of itself, an insurrection? Or maybe not insurrection, but certainly in a way inciting that which you say you do not want. Well, I'll tell you this. It's overplaying the hand. I mean, it's a lot of sound and fury. They're trying to punish Trump and his supporters by embarrassing him, impeaching him a second time. It will never go anywhere in the Senate. We know that. We understand it. There's no historical precedent for impeaching a president post his presidency or convicting a president post his presidency, so it really will go nowhere. Of a great concern to me is this big tech story by which they have decided that they are going to pick winners and losers based on political affiliation. That's very dangerous. To wit, we go back to your telephone calls at 545-9950. Dusty is next up. Dusty, thank you for your patience. Scott, we're getting to you right after Dusty, and Big Hub, you next. One available. Dusty, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Matt. So, you know, the reason I called is the whole social media platforms in general, right? When it started out 20 years ago, it was a way to kind of get into the minds of everybody and kind of influence people in certain ways. That's what they shot for, was we're going to influence everybody to buy product or to watch videos or vice versa. And I've done a lot of reading on this and watched a couple documentaries. At some point, it got uncontrollable to the tech companies. The Trump people, I say Trump people, but not necessarily Trump people, but right side, conservative, whatever you want to call it, got to where they were using this platform and multiple platforms in order to coordinate and campaign and grow their side of politics. It became uncontrollable by the tech company. And what's the next step in a communist, totalitarian type, whatever, government or corporation, whatever? What's the next step when you can't control something no more? You have to shut it down. You got to kill it. It's got to go away. And that's what we're watching right now, is that we started using social media, and I think it really started with Trump in 15. But they really caught the Democrats off guard, and that's one reason we saw all the bullcrap go on at the end of this election with social media, was because Trump's campaign was using it very well, like probably better than any Democrat has ever used it. And now we're seeing the next step in the situation is they're going to just shut it all down, and we're not going to be able to have a thought. We're not going to be able to post thoughts on all these platforms. And guess what? We're never going to win again. I mean, I know there's hope, and I wish, you know, I know that we all hope we could. The only other person that will ever win on the right side is a neocon like Bush. That's the only type that will ever be allowed to win again.
When you talk about they'll shut all of this down, you're talking about big tech, right?
Yeah, well, big tech, but they pretty much own everything. Let's be real. Amazon owns a lot. You know, I mean, they own or control or have tentacles everywhere, Google especially. And when they decide they want to do something, it's all over with. Trump will never have a platform again to be able to campaign except for a stump in the town square. That's it. You know, they tried to start like an email service. It got stopped. Don Jr.'s email, they were doing like an email chain I signed up for. It got shut down. So
Amazon, Google, Apple. Those are the big three, right? And to a lesser degree, Twitter and I would add Facebook to that, because Facebook is its own entity. So Amazon, Google, Apple, Facebook, and then to a lesser degree, Twitter. That's who we're talking about when we're talking about big tech, right?
Yeah, well, there's a difference. You have web service providers.
I understand.
And then you have platforms. You know, like Google is a provider. They provide the mainframes onto the internet for companies.
As is Amazon.
So does Amazon, and I think there's a few more. I'm not a tech person. I've only read this in the last few days. But when they decide they're not going to allow you to use their service, where does a company like Parler come up with a mainframe system that can access the world?
They have to come up with their own servers.
And you know how massively expensive it is, and then you also still have to get into a pack to tie in to the existing service with the other providers.
I don't think you do.
There's a reason that there's three companies that control and buy up everything. And now they own everything. And we are going to be shut down. I know we can fight the good fight. I'm still here with everybody, but at some point we got to step back and realize and take a breath, man. We are being overrun. We are being overrun in every angle. Anything to do with Trump's side of politics, we're being told we're the evil scumbags of the earth, and we're going to be shut down and blacked out. The blackout is here. It's here, y'all. So this is all we have right now is talk radio. That's it.
Well, we do need to ask ourselves how – and thank you, Dusty, for the call. How addicted have we become to the internet generally, and how addicted have we become to social media specifically? And I understand the benefit of social media, well, in our profession – it gives me the ability beyond 4 hours a day to communicate with the listening audience on a broader spectrum. It gives me the ability to hopefully connect with people in such a way where it builds the audience. I mean, I'm not on Twitter for my own ego. You know, I long ago decided to, I mean, I try to, and I admit to you, you know, some nights on a Friday or a Saturday night with a bourbon in hand, it's a little bit difficult to not go after some of these Twitter trolls, but I decided long ago that, you know, stop thinking you're going to win an argument or a debate on Twitter. Just enjoy the breaking news and the funny anecdotes and the funny one-liners. And beyond that, just forget about it. It's a cesspool of disgusting behavior. Well, it's gotten so bad, I got to get out. I got to move on. At least from an active perspective, I'll passively watch. You can DM me if you want to talk to me. Frankly, if you want to talk with me, email me or call this radio show or call me. Find my cell phone if you need it. It's on the internet, for goodness sake. How addicted have we become to this? And how much are they controlling your behavior based on what they allow you to see and what they don't allow you to see. We'll speak with a tech guru, the only guest today. Otherwise, your telephone calls at 545-9950. Benji Sawyer is a tech expert, and we'll talk to him about generally how the internet works and more specifically how one would start a social media company if one wanted to. I'm sure there are a lot of startups in addition to Parler and MeWe. And by the way, I'm on MeWe right now. You can find me, Matt Murphy, MeWe. Jump on it. I'm right there, my smiling mug. Been a member since November. Member of Parler, too. Not that you can get to that website right now. Scott is next in Clanton. Hey, Scott.
Hey, man. How you doing today?
Hey, pretty good. I hope you are, Scott.
It's raining down here in Greenville, too. Nasty. Dusty had a real good point there. I got a question for you to start your dig into what's coming next. And that question is, when they gain power of everything, the whole government, and you know exactly what happened this election, do you think they'll ever give us a chance to vote in somebody that'll actually fight for our rights, our beliefs, our structure, our religion, everything that makes America, America? Do you believe that there'll ever be another fair election in the United States of America?
Well, you know, predicated in your question is the concept that we've had elections that have been free of fraud in the past. There's always been fraud in any election cycle. You'll find it. That exists.
They know that.
And we all know that. This time around, it was a lot broader, and it was largely due with the manner in which we conducted the election. And there was a lot of excuse making based on COVID. What we better do is fight against the idea of allowing online voting and mail-in voting to become permanent aspects of America.
They're not going to let you fight.
Well, I mean,
they're not going to let you. They're already shutting us down. They're shutting down anything anybody has to say about the truth about what's going on.
Well,
you asked me
a question about what's coming next. I'm trying to answer it. And if you say they're not going to let you, then we should all just withdraw our money and go to the coast, you know? I mean, look, I have to tell you the arenas that we have to go and fight in. And it is dependent on how many people like you and like me are willing to take up that fight, not a physical fight, none of that, but fighting on principle and fighting on ideology and fighting on the foundational structure of the United States of America. That's what we have to do. And you got to fight for election integrity. What you're talking about is basic election integrity, right?
No, they know how to cheat it. They've been cheating it. And now they've took it one step farther. They're coming after the radio stations, okay? Y'all will be silent.
Oh, I know that they're coming. I know that I understand that the Democrat and that what they will do.
What are you going to do then?
They will
gonna give it to them without a shot fired.
Remember no, I'll.
They're going to take over the United States without a shot fired.
Scott.
That is a history.
Scott, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, then let's talk. Are they, meaning socialist Democrat? Stop using terms like they and them. Let's start being specific, okay? Socialist Democrats, such as, for example, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, what they would like to do is they would like to pass legislation that has been passed in other nations regarding hate speech. And they want to be able to define what hate speech is and what it is not. And by their definition, absolutely, they would utilize the FCC and other mechanisms at their disposal to try to come after radio shows like this. What will I do? Well, I would necessarily have to find a different platform if they tried to shut this one down, either through my parent company or individually trying to dictate what I did. What I will never do is be told what positions to take and not to take on the radio regarding where I am on any given subject, outside of some basic parameters that we've set up in the United States of America, such as just as you, Scott, are not allowed to incite a riot on the street corner, I'm not allowed to incite a riot Insider Riot here on the radio station, and I understand that. You understand that. Outside of those basic parameters, I'll never be told what to say or what position to take.
I do. I understand totally.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, we better start a nationwide radio frequency, because if you go on the internet, period, they're going to shut you down. Okay? None of our, look, the reason why they're impeaching Trump, the reason why they're going after everybody else that has stood up to them, is to make a point that you do not stand up against us, and we will destroy you if you do. That is why they're going after them. Not because, that is the reason. Okay? They're shutting it down. There's not going to be another a fair election once they get power. That's why everybody's so pissed off right now. We just gave our country away. And you're talking about socialist Democrats. I'm talking about the world, the communist world. We're under attack. It's been going on for over 50 years right here in America. They've been putting people into place, working, getting this plan. Thousands of people, hundreds of think tanks. They've already answered all the questions that will be asked.
Well, we have our
railroad track.
What?
I put all the pieces together for you.
You put
a long time ago, my first call.
Scott. I can't hear you. You told me what about what?
Pieces together for you. Okay, and that was the only explanation that could be possible. And then the next time I talked to you seriously, I was talking about the train, that socialist communist train, and you said it already left the station. Well, you were right.
Yeah.
Okay, we're fixing to give our country away.
I gotta run, and I'm sorry I do, but I'm very late, and John Bird is not waving his hands like he should be right now. MedCenter Mazda is the source for your next car. It's as simple as that. MedCenter Mazda gets it done. They provide 100% excellent customer service in their service department. They provide, you know, everybody says service after the sale. I've witnessed it because I've been a Mazda customer for the last 10 years. How about drive that CX-5 or that CX-9 or that Miata or that 6 or that 3 or that 30? I mean, whatever car you're thinking about, whatever size vehicle you're thinking about, they got it at MedCenter Mazda. Plus a great stash of pre-owned vehicles that have been picked over and looked over by their qualified techs. MedCenterMazda.com are on the road, I-65 in Pelham. Talk 99.5 as the Matt Murphy radio show continues. It's 22 after. Talk 99.5. By the way, I know many of you are wondering, well, is it just you, Murphy, in the mornings, or will you have a companion of sorts? Never you fear. All will be answered coming up later on this week. I believe that's Friday where we'll have a big revelation for you. Although Thursday or Friday we might take last-minute auditions, an ability for you to make your case in the 11th hour. 545-9950, our telephone number. I mentioned Hemp Hill Services and their excellent heating and AC service. They also have a plumbing division. A division, for goodness sake. They brought some of that division out to me, did Andrew, Adam, Chad, and the rest of the crew at Hemp Hill Services. Great people since 1954, excellent customer service. And you know what? I don't like water. Water is, it's tenacious. Water is unstoppable, it seems. I can't stop it, but Hemp Hill can. They tame it. They tame the water in your life, meaning if it's supposed to flow, it does. If it's not supposed to flow, it doesn't. It's as simple as that. If you have a plumbing issue and don't know where to turn, Hemp Hill, 229-2090, 229-2090. It's Big Hub's turn. Hub was up in D.C. last Wednesday. What's up, Hub?
Hey, man, I tell you what, Matt, I sent you a couple of messages trying to have a little fun, but I came back really bummed out. Had a great trip as far as the travel up there, about a 12-hour and 15-minute ride. Got there, took my dialysis stuff with me, did the dialysis in the truck, got out, and man, I was into it. I was meeting people, Matt, from all over our country. And when I say all over our country, places that I never thought people would be there, like Massachusetts and Illinois and, you know, some of these really liberal states. But they were there for the same reason I was. You know, I didn't like Donald Trump when I was when he was pretty boy, rich, pretty boy. I didn't like him at all, and I didn't even support him as president until he got won in their primary. But he's turned out to be the best president I've ever seen in my life, and I actually have a love for him. And that's what I felt when I went to D.C., man. The people up there, they felt the same way that I did. I had my family asking me, you know, why are you going? Why are you going? I said, this man has been against, he's had a hard time trying to do anything in 4 years for us and was able to accomplish so much. I want him to know that I support him, that I appreciate him, and whether he becomes president or not, I really love him. And, man, I felt that from everybody I talked to from all over the country. Then we had the jackheads like...
Hey, hold your thought there, Hub. I want to finish up on the other side if you can. Teresa and Sean, we'll get to you as well. Plus, we have a guest to talk to us about how the heck the internet works to begin with and what all of this means. Benji Sawyer is coming up. Hang in there. Talk 99.5, 13 hours of live and local conversation heard Monday through Friday on these airwaves, 99.5, 100,000 watts of FM power. You can also pick us up on a variety of social media platforming, including our website. We're streaming right there at talk99.5.com. There are many apps available, most of which are run by tech companies that are picking and choosing winners and losers. We've been discussing that mostly for the duration of the morning, and we'll continue to do so momentarily with a guest, Benji Sawyer. I'll explain what Benji. Well, I'll let Benji explain what he does in just a moment. I wanted to finish up with Ben Big Hub, though. He had begun the conversation about being up in Washington D.C. last week. Didn't want to interrupt you, Hub, in advance of our guest. Didn't want you to have to hold.
I appreciate it, brother. As I was saying, Matt, I would say not. I don't like using percentages, but 98% of the people that were there for the right reason. And that little handful screwed our message up. And, you know, I hate to say this about the old boy that just called Scott. I guarantee if Scott would have been there, he would have been one crawling through the window, busting the windows out the way he talks. I think he should probably run for office if he wants to change something. But, anyway, Matt, I wound up, walking too far away from my car. And I couldn't make it back. My dialysis and my legs got to me, and I was two blocks from my car. There was hundreds of police, never offered to help. I called every cab company in D.C. Oh, no, we cannot come down there because of curfew. We cannot come down there. So I couldn't even get a cab. Homeless people were coming up and trying to help me more than anybody else. But there was a Mason. I'm a Freemason, and there was a brother Mason that come up from West Virginia, and he stayed with me. I had to eventually call 911 and go spend the night in the emergency room to recover from the day of all the walking. If you've been to D.C., you know how big their blocks are. And but anyway, I spent the night in the emergency room, and I was able to make it back to my car the next morning. But I'll tell you, the message I'm bringing back to my friends is keep doing what you're doing to make America great. And another thing, just because a person has an R or a D in front of their name, that's not a reason to vote for them. I'll never vote for anybody again until I know exactly what they stand for. If they have any history, I want to know about it because I've been guilty in the last 10 or 15 years of just going in there and pulling that R ticket and walking out, never going to do that again. So just keep doing what we're doing, and maybe we can find some people we can put up there that will make a difference.
Well, Hub, that's an incredible story. I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you found refuge. I hate that you had to call 911 and get an ambulance, but You know, I guess
I offered the ambulance driver $100 to take me 2 blocks to my car, and they said, no, we can't do that. We have to take you to the emergency room. Well, I couldn't get any security guard. I tell you, man, once you get past mid-Virginia, people change, man. You can go into a store in Georgia. Hey, hon, how you doing? Can I help you? But once you get past Virginia, man, it's just absolutely insane, the difference in
well, we're different. I mean, obviously, the South different than the North. We're a big old melting pot of chunky stew there. So, Hub, I'm glad that you made it out okay, and continue to talk to us about the things that you experienced in Washington D.C. last week. Glad you're safe and sound. From Sawyer Solutions, Benji Sawyer is going to join us to talk a little about tech. And I know that he joins your security guys from time to time. And I had David Sears reach out to Benji to help us understand exactly what's going on with big tech and what we can do to kind of lay the groundwork to push back or perhaps create our own. Benji joins us this morning on the Birmingham Broker phone lines. Hey, Benji, good morning. Good to meet you via the phone.
Good to meet you.
Benji, tell us a little about Sawyer Solutions and what you do.
Sure. So we're a company, we help small to medium-sized businesses and nonprofits with their technology, security, network stuff, you know, make sure their computers run properly, internet issues quite often, making sure the printers work and you don't have to beat them with a baseball bat, that kind of stuff.
Well, I understand that because all of us have wanted to beat our computers with a baseball bat, at least I have.
Oh, yes. We do too. We get it.
And if you ever have a chance to, by the way, an old system, it's very satisfying. Benji, I wanted somebody that understood this more than me to come on and explain, you know, what exactly the structure of the internet is like. And I know that this is an incredibly complex question, but you know, some of listeners to this show are asking, well, how in the heck can Amazon or Google or Apple or any other big tech company tell this, you know, company like Parler what they can and cannot do, what content they can and cannot allow, and how are they allowed to deplatform, if you will, which is kind of the word du jour, Parler? But some of, you know, if you want to go on the internet and find some of the most god awful stuff, you can find it if you want to. You know, how all this works. I know that that's an incredibly broad question, but I'll throw it out there to you, Benji. How do you respond to it?
Sure. So the basis of the internet is you know, this is the same as it was back in the dial-up days to now. You have your underlying carriers, right? And they're the ones that actually carry the data. You know, that when you plug your modem into the wall, your computer into your modem, or you connect via Wi-Fi or whatever, right? Those are underlying carriers. Those are people like AT&T. There's a lot of names you guys won't recognize, Level 3, Cogent, that kind of stuff. But they actually are the ones that actually just carry the data, right? They're like the roads you drive on, mm-hmm. for instance. Mm-hmm. Okay. And there's, you know, depending on how political you want to get here, they're supposed to be agnostic as to the data they carry. But if you guys remember back a while ago, a lot of carriers like Comcast were wanting to basically, essentially tax Netflix because a lot of people were using Netflix data. There's some legislation involved and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, the idea behind them is they're supposed to be agnostic. They're supposed to just carry the data, don't care where it's from, who it's going to, all that kind of stuff. And you know, just like a road, right? Anyone can drive on the road. Even if you're driving illegally, you can still drive on the road until they catch you. The roads are just there to be used. So that's the basis underlying thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Google, Netflix, you know, Facebook, Amazon, these all run off those roads. All right. It's just like trucking companies use the roads just like, you know, consumer cars do, right? So they're all using the same roads. So that's the basis of the actual internet infrastructure, the physical infrastructure that runs it. So Amazon is a different beast than, say, Google or Facebook. Facebook is a social media. It is an application itself, right? Google is a collection of applications. They're a search engine. You know, they own YouTube. They have email. You know, they're all applications, right? So Amazon, while they do have an application, they do have Amazon itself, the website where you go buy stuff. The Parler was hosted on what's called AWS, Amazon Web Services. And they are a way for you to just host your website or whatever you want, really, on Amazon's servers. Amazon has set up massive data centers all over the country, all over the world, and you can just basically rent time on their servers to host your stuff. And there's benefits to that. They're not the only player in this game. They are one of the biggest ones. Microsoft is also is like number two in size. Azure Web Services, AWS, also is a you know, the not too pieces with Amazon's, but they also have the same kind of thing. You can rent servers. Oracle has servers. There's lots of companies out there that have servers. And so that is fundamentally different from just the internet traffic. So if people aren't aware, if you want to start selling, I'm going to take a bit of a tangent to explain. If you're going to start selling homemade cookies, right, to people, you have to use a commercial kitchen for this. You can't actually use, like, if you're going to actually have a business, you can't use your own kitchen.
Right.
Right? I think most people understand this. So there are actually companies out there.
Unless your kitchen is commercial grade.
Right, yes, unless you have to get it inspected and all that.
Right.
You don't want to go to that expense. You have to rent a commercial kitchen. Now, if you're only selling a little bit of cookies, you don't want to actually rent an entire kitchen, right? So there are companies out there that will rent you time in their kitchens. And so it's kind of like that, right? So Amazon has built up this infrastructure for their own personal needs initially, but they had extra capacity. So they're like, well, why don't we rent it to people? Now that's actually become a business model from them. So like they actually have their stuff and they have the stuff they rent out now. That's how it actually develops. So you just go and you just rent the time you needed. And actually, that's actually what you're doing. You're actually paying for time, for clock cycles of the computer.
All right. You're talking a language that I can understand. I know a local business. And I'll give them a plug because they're good friends. Dax Spices, right? They're a young local startup. They've been doing their thing for, gosh, a decade now. But they only need kitchens for a certain amount of time at a certain time of the month to do their spices. And so they do exactly what you're talking about. Instead of going through the capital expense of getting a kitchen, they rent a kitchen. So I understand that. So is that's what Parler was doing with Amazon?
Exactly that. Okay. And so Amazon has since come back, and you know, there's nothing, you need to understand, there's nothing illegal about what they've done, right? And there's a lot of parallels being drawn in a lot of ways. But Amazon has come back and said, hey, look, I don't want you using my kitchen anymore. Go somewhere else. Okay, so you know, whether or not you want to allow this, whether it's a violation of free speech, that's kind of a...
And they get to be, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but just so many questions through my head. I mean, this is great information, Benji. And they get to be hypocrites if they want to, or double standard if they want to. Like, I mean, because, you know, a lot of, you know, myself included, like, hey, Amazon, will you let this person in your kitchen? You let that? And they're like, well, you know, yeah, we do. Too bad. I mean, it's their company, I guess. They can be hypocrites if they want to be.
Exactly that. So you know, there's a lot of parallels being drawn to the people, to that baker in Colorado who keeps getting sued because he doesn't want to bake cakes for you know, gay weddings and trans birthdays and that kind of stuff, right? You know, there's, and to understand is that there's a fundamental difference here. You know, but in some ways though, it's the same thing, right? People don't want to force a business to do something they morally object to. Now in this case, the guy had, you know, the argument of, it's against my religion, which is a fundamentally protected class, right? You know, whereas Amazon's just like, I don't like you, go away. I mean, they're saying you're inciting violence or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But it's really, I don't like you, go away. But the same kind of rules apply, right? You don't necessarily want to force businesses to do business with people they don't want to do business with. You know, there are places where you have forced it. You know, for instance, you can't make a discrimination based off of race or whatever. But by and large, even then, you know, you don't want to say, hey, look, you got to do business with me, whether you like me or not, because that's a sticky road to go down. Now, if you're going to start making this a First Amendment issue, it's a free speech issue, all that kind of stuff, because now people like, you know, you're actually, you know, Facebook or whatever is the public square, you know, this is equivalent to the, you know, someone going into public square and saying, no, you can't talk here. That's a different matter. It's a legal argument. You know, the lawyers need to get involved and blah, blah, blah. But that's not where we currently are.
All right. So hold your thought there. Benji Sawyer is our guest. He is with Sawyer Solutions. He is a tech guru. Heard, you know, on occasion on Your Security Guys on the weekends. And I needed to lean on someone who understood all of this stuff more than me, and Benji was my guy, and obviously he knows what he's talking about. So 44 after the hour, we'll continue the conversation momentarily. Right now, I do want to remind you about my friends at Royal Betting. Talk about knowing how to do stuff better than me. Tom, Ginger, TJ, they know how to make mattresses. I do not. Although I've seen the deliveries of the various parts of the mattress, and it fascinates me that they have a mattress factory right there in Pelham, Alabama to make your mattress. You know, you go to a lot of different mattress stores, and maybe some of these guys have been taught, you know, what goes into making a mattress, but have they made one? No, they haven't. They have. TJ has. Tom has. Ginger has. They've laid their hands on it, and they can custom make you a mattress, and they can sell you Amish furniture, and they're friendly folks besides, and they're a local company, and all of those things add up to one great night's sleep. RoyalBettingInc.com to find out what their mattresses can bring to you, the adjustable platforms can bring to you, RoyalBettingInc.com, or better yet, go say hey to TJ and the rest of the gang at Royal Betting, Highway 31 in Pelham. We'll jump back on the phones in a moment and continue talking about the ridiculousness of the impeachment talk in Washington, D.C., how we got to here, the goings-on from last week in Washington, D.C., plus the question of big tech. What do you do and what can't you do? Benji Sawyer is with us regarding that with Sawyer Solutions, talking about how the internet works and what a workaround, what a functional workaround would be if you ideologically or out of your, you know, a sense of conscience, don't want to be a part of Facebook or Twitter or the like anymore. And, you know, I forget where we left it off, David. There's so many questions. Benji, there's so many questions swirling around my head I'll just ask you this. So if, you know, much like I don't have to go into the restaurant if the restaurant, you know, has rules that I don't like or treats people in a way that I don't like, I don't have to go on Twitter, but, you know, a lot of people are feeling like they're shutting down a lot of options based on political affiliation. In other words, you know, we don't like how Twitter's doing their business. So, hey, Parler is an acceptable option. We go to Parler and, oh, look there. Suddenly Amazon and Apple and Google seem to be working in concert. I don't necessarily think they are, but it's what it seems. That's the perception to shut that political discourse down. You can understand how people feel this way. What are our options? What do we do?
So, no, I completely understand, and I would actually say I think they actually are acting in concert. You know, these guys all know each other. They eat lunch together. You know, they're all peers. So, you know, whether or not they're acting as a monopoly, that's something that, you know, and need to be busted up like monopoly. That's something to handle by the politicians. But what you can do as a person, or for instance, the CEO of Parler, there are several options. And that they range, you know, from easy to implement to difficult to implement. The most difficult to implement, the most expensive to implement, but long term gives them the best options and to prevent this from happening again is set up their own data centers. So you know they Amazon has their own data centers, Microsoft has their own data centers. It's not going to be cheap. It's not going to be nearly as easy to do as it is to just, you know, spin up an AWS instance in the cloud, which is what they call it. But you can, you know, buy your own physical servers, you know, get the fiber run to your premises, set up your infrastructure, and all that kind of stuff. So it is a doable thing. There are plenty of businesses out there that still host their own data centers. You know, so it's not an uncommon thing. You know, it's not an impossible task. It's expensive and it's time consuming, but it's doable. So that's option number one. Option number two is they could rent data center space. The DC Blocks has a building in Birmingham, right? And they are a data center where you can shove your own servers in. They're pretty agnostic about what they host because, you know, they're just renting you physical space. So you can look into DC Blocks. It's a little easier to set up than it would be your own complete data center since they actually have the infrastructure there. You're just shoving your server in place. So those are options. Or you could look at the alternative places to host. You know, I'm sure they are. Microsoft has a big one. I don't know if they're going to want Parler there or not. Oracle has one. IBM has them. There are tons of these providers out there. And I did read that the Parler CEO said they built their infrastructure off of bare metals, off of as opposed to Amazon has done a lot of things, and you can utilize their platform in certain ways that would lock you into Amazon. And Parler apparently didn't do that, which is a smart move on their part. So it should be fairly easy to port them to a different hosting system like Amazon's if they can find one that's available.
Have we only 2 minutes left. The only reason I interrupt you, sure. Benji, because this is very, very intriguing. But real quick, I've presented the premise that we have allowed ourselves to become in some way addicted to social media. And one of the reasons that some of this is giving a lot of conservatives heartburn is because they are addicted to Facebook or Twitter or whatnot. Would you agree with that?
Oh, 100%. That's intentional. Watch The Social Dilemma on Netflix. You know, this is an intentional assault upon our peoples, you know, by Twitter, Facebook, and so on and so forth.
What would your solution be to that? Do we have to just extract ourselves? Because, you know, I chose, it's a part of my job. And you know, we've made it a part of our platform on talk radio. And I have to evaluate whether or not I can continue on Twitter or Facebook if they don't represent the values that I do. What do you say?
Those are all valid choices. You know, I'm on Facebook. Once again, you know, my business is on Facebook. You know, but I try and limit how much I'm there and limit how much I engage. And my children are not. You know, don't let your kids on Facebook, people. Just don't. You know, and
you God, know, for God's sakes, don't let them on Twitter or Instagram. Oh, my Lord, that's even worse.
Yes.
I mean, because I've said that Facebook is one thing, and it's kind of turned for the worse. Twitter is like Facebook with all of the negativity and yelling and none of the recipes and photos of food. You know what I mean? And family connections. It's just Benji, I'm sorry to have to leave it there. I do. Look, let's do this again very soon because we're going to be talking about big tech a lot over the next several weeks, I feel, and maybe even months. I want to talk to you about Section 230 one of these days, okay?
Sure.
Benji, great stuff. There's Benji Sawyer from Sawyer Solutions on Talk 99.5. Thank Benji for me. I put him on hold there, John Bird. He's a good guy, and we'll have him on again. I hate to rush him. One more hour to go. We'll continue with your calls. Teresa, you'll be first. Hang in there. A couple of lines available on the Birmingham Broker phone line, 545-9950. Right now, it's the returning Valerie Vining back from COVID-19 to deliver headlines. Right now.